It can be difficult to thrive as a new and emerging artist. Our goal with this project is to increase exposure of new artists in the community and to showcase and share the new talents of the region's population with the greater community. This project will make it possible for new artists who lack significant financial support to be showcased on the radio. By engaging a younger demographic, this ensures that the art, culture, and history will thrive in Minnesota.
Good afternoon. Hey guys, it's Thursday afternoon, 3 o'clock, and you're listening to KKWE 89.9 FM Knee G Radio. Drumbeat Nick in the house here with the New Artist on Air show. I'm in for Stephen Bickle today. We have a special guest in the studio, Miss Rachel Iannarro.
Hi.
Hey Rachel, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm so glad you made it in.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I've been hearing all kinds of buzz about you on Facebook and been hearing some wonderful things in the music scene that you've got such a talent, and we're just really excited to have you here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so Rachel, where are you from?
I'm from Detroit Lakes.
Awesome that you were born and raised here?
Yes, I was. I go to Detroit Lakes High School. I just graduated, actually. So.
Congratulations. So, graduation, what's the next step? What's the next step that you're taking in life here?
I'm going to go to Moorhead M State,
and I'm going for graphic design.
Nice. Very good. So that's exciting. And you play music?
Yes, I love to play music.
All right. How long have you been playing music, Rachel?
I've been playing my guitar since I was about 16 years old, but I've been writing music since I was 11. So.
All right. Do you play any other instruments other than guitar?
I play piano, but I really wanted to play guitar. I had piano lessons first, but my dad told me that I had to play piano first. And so I kind of just picked up on guitar myself because I didn't really want to play piano. So,
right on. So guitar, you've been playing for a little bit. What kind of inspires you to play music? Why do you play music?
Just everyday things, I guess. I'll look out the window and I'll see something that I want to write about. And it's not just my life that I write about. I write about other people's lives. I think it's interesting to get to know people, and I really want to know what their life is like. So then I'll start writing songs about it. And I used to always love writing stories when I was younger. So some of my songs are kind of story-based.
All right. Well, I know you have quite a few songs here, and we're soon going to be getting to some live music here in the studio. First of all, I want to know, what kind of music do you play or do you listen to right now?
I like to listen to country mostly. I kind of switch between Y94 and Bob 95 FM, but more so Bob 95 FM. I just love the country.
Awesome. Yeah. Country's good. Definitely. We also play country on the station too, just to let you know. Just kidding. All right. Right on. Well, why don't we just go right into it? If you're going to share a song with us, what song are you going to be starting with here?
I'm going to start with Round We Go.
All righty. Well, whenever you're ready.
Field of Dandelion. Treehouse, but they said no girls allowed. So you followed me to the playground and pushed me on the merry-go-round. Round and round and round we go, as long as I got your hand to hold. Fireflies up, dash and go, and they take us places only we know. And we sing, ooh, I gave my heart to you a long, long time ago. And now that we've said I do, baby, spin me on the dancing floor. Round and round and round we go, as long as I got your hand to hold. Your eyes, they sparkle shades of gold, and they take me places only I know.
Nice job.
Thank you.
I love that song. Gosh, you have such a beautiful voice.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, have you ever had voice lessons or anything like that?
No, I haven't.
So this is just a natural, beautiful, beautiful sound. Yeah, I know you guys can't see Rachel. She's just a petite little lady here with a beautiful Alvarez in her lap and beautiful eyes. She's a nice young lady. And, man, how long have you been singing?
I always loved to sing. My whole family just loves to sing. We'll walk around the house and sing.
All day long?
Yeah, great. Pretty much.
Right on. So can you tell us more about what that song was about, the story behind it?
It was just kind of, I like to make up stories in my head, and then I'll write about them. So I just kind of made that one up. I found a tune to it, and then I thought that would be a cute tune for this song.
Nice. So you wrote the words before you wrote the guitar part of the song?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. So do you think it's difficult to write and find words and stories, or do you write songs quite often?
I write songs, like, all the time. So, yeah, it's not too hard to.
How do you know how to put a song together?
I don't know. It just kind of comes to me. I'll be playing. I like to play around with chords on my guitar. So I'll just find a weird chord, and then I'll be like, oh, I'll just make this into a song, and then I'll think of a song that would go along with that chord.
Nice. And you're a self-taught guitar player?
Yes.
So have you taken any lessons online or anything? Or
no, I'd think of a song that I really liked and I really wanted to play it, and I'd look up on Google, I just Google it and say guitar chords for blank, this song, and then it'll show you, like, how to put your hands and stuff, because I couldn't really learn off of YouTube. I tried, and it just didn't work for me, so.
Right on. You seem like a total hands-on learner type thing.
Yep.
You learn by doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right on. Well, you know what? Having that drive and that motivation, that self-motivation, I think that's what a musician needs to have to succeed in their music lives.
Mm-hmm.
So you just graduated out of Detroit Lakes High School. And where do you see yourself in 5 years musically?
I could see myself still performing on stage, doing what I love to do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So have you performed on stage previously?
I have. Just last week, I performed for a fundraiser at the Holmes Theater for the first time I've ever performed in front of people, so it was nerve-wracking, but yeah. I did it, so.
Awesome. How long did you get to play for?
I played 2 songs for it.
Nice.
Yep.
So you're a little bit nervous, but mm-hmm. kind of, you know, it was a first-time thing, so you think the second time is going to go a little easier?
Yeah, I think it'll get easier as I go along.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, you have so much talent, and, you know, just starting out, and what do you think, like, the hardest thing it is for a beginning musician? What are some of the struggles that you're having and, like, that you're having right now? What are some of those struggles that you're having?
Basically trying to find, like, putting my music out there. I put videos on YouTube and on Facebook just so, like, people can see it. And I guess that's the hard part, and nerves also.
Yeah.
I get nervous about it all, so.
Yeah. Well, that would probably come in time. And once you gain more confidence with singing and being in front of people, it'll come in time because you have such a talent to share with people. And we're really honored to have you here on ED Radio sharing your talents with our listeners. Hope you guys are listening out there and enjoying it. So I have a couple other questions here for you. What inspires you to write other than, you know, is there certain things like, do you have a boyfriend? That's around where I'm hinting around to.
Yes, I do have a boyfriend. I guess I've written one song about him, but it's more based on other people's lives, I guess you could say. Yeah. I write some about my sister's life and what she's going through, and yeah.
Do you have a song about your sister?
I do, actually.
Would you share it with us?
Yep.
Cool. What is this song called?
It's called You Don't Get To.
Okay. Nice. All right. Well, whenever you are ready.
The odds I'd run into you. We haven't talked since he made you choose. It was either me or her, and you knew she made you feel alone, but she was something you could show off, and I guess I should have known that you'd come crawling back soon as she was gone. You ask how have you been, like nothing's wrong. And just because you look so good don't mean you win me back. You can say you made a mistake, but that don't change the past. You don't get to come around here and tell me I look beautiful. You don't get to tell me you're missing me when it's your fault I'm gone. And you can't say that you're sorry, 'cause I know that you're not. You're only sorry now that I'm all you got. So you don't get to come around here. You'll never know how many tears I cry, how many hours I spent up at night trying to convince myself that I'm better off without you. And now that you've come back around, I finally believe that it's true. You don't get to come around here and tell me I look beautiful. You don't get to tell me you're missing me when it's your fault I'm gone. And you can't say that you're sorry, 'cause I know that you're not. You're only sorry now that I'm all you got. So you don't get to come around here. You say you miss me and you don't have a clue how long I've wanted to hear that from you. But it's a little too late, and I'm tired of this hell. So hear me when I say,
say, save it for someone else. You don't get to come around here and tell me I look beautiful. You don't get to tell me you're missing me when it's your fault I'm gone. And you can't say that you're sorry, 'cause I know that you're not. You're only sorry now that I'm all you got. So you don't get to come around here.
Thank you.
Love that. So I assume your sister might have had a breakup or something.
Yes.
Yeah, and she came to you for some advice. And
Yeah.
And so you wrote that song after that, and is she still with this boy or no?
No, she's not.
So he definitely doesn't get to come around anymore. So.
Yes.
Right on. So how has your parents been supporting you through your music journey right now?
They have been very supportive of me. They're always encouraging me, and when I'm nervous, they're always telling me, it's okay, calm down, you're so good, and I'm like, ah, but it's okay.
Awesome. So you have amazingly supportive family, sister and parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so great. And I know you have a big fan base on Facebook right now.
Yes.
Awesome. So if people want to hear more of this music, this beautiful music that you're creating, how can they find out more of your music and more about you?
I have some on my Facebook page, but I also put it on YouTube. I don't put it all on YouTube. I only have a few of them on there. So.
And so what would they put in the search bar if they're looking for your music on YouTube?
You can just put my name, Rachel Iannaro.
How do you spell your last name?
I-A-N-I-R-O.
It's a different last name. Hey. Let's see. Well, I have a couple other questions here. Have you considered ever creating a band? Or you just like playing solo? Or
I just like playing solo. I just like to think of the words myself and play it myself. And
so you have more kind of control over your music.
And yeah.
Understandable. Well, you have so much talent. Your voice, it's special. I wouldn't even know how to say it. Like, it's a mix between like Jewel and Janis Joplin. You have like this beautiful tone to it. Is there things that you do to warm up your voice before you start singing?
I just basically sing different songs and it kind of warms up my voice.
Yeah.
I gargle water, like hot water and salt, so.
Right on. So, can you tell me, what do you have a MP3 player or a music player that you listen to?
Yeah, on my phone I have some music on that.
So what do you think your number one top played song is on your MP3 player?
I would say Even If It Breaks Your Heart by the Eli Young Band, because I love country and I think it really has a good message. It's keep on dreaming even if it breaks your heart.
That's so sweet. What a good message.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. What other type of bands and musicians do you like listening to?
Mostly it's country. I like Carrie Underwood, Taylor Swift. Well, Taylor Swift, the old Taylor Swift, where she was more
There's
country.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's more pop now.
Okay. I've noticed that country is kind of a mix between blues and rock and
yeah.
Do you like the older country music, like Patsy Cline, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I like a mixture between the then and now, kind of.
Cool. And so, when you start playing and start getting gigs out there and getting your name heard, what do you think people would say? How would they token your sound? Like, what would you say your sound is if you had to put a label on it?
Probably more towards country than anything, because I listen to country and I kind of write my music based off of that. So, yeah.
Nice. All right. So, I know there's, you know, a lot of musicians out there that I've talked to and heard, and, you know, I always ask the same question. What do you think is the difference between an artist and a musician?
I think the difference is a musician could play the covers of songs. They know how to sing and play. And an artist thinks of what they want to sing and play. They write the music.
Right on. I think, like, you know, music, it's a little glimpse into people's souls when they share things.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have a singer-songwriter like yourself sharing your songs that you wrote that, you know, came from your life experiences, you're kind of letting your listeners hear your heartbeat, kind of.
Yeah. I'm not really one to talk about, like, my feelings or say anything, but I'll write it through music. It's easier for me to express myself through music.
Awesome. That's a really great outlet to have, and, you know, the talents that you have is just awesome. So how often do you play music?
I play music every day. I used to play it when I was just starting out and trying to learn the guitar. I used to sit in my room for 4 hours straight pretty much every day and just try to teach myself how to play guitar and tell myself, I have to do this, I have to do this.
Well, that is amazing. So you're self-motivated. Do you think that this motivation that you have came from your parents and your grandparents, things like that?
Yeah, definitely. Some, like the songs, like I said, I write them about, some of them about my family, and just they're really big supporters of mine.
Yeah. And like your parents, they're motivated people that like to get things done, kind of like you, I
can probably
assume.
Yes.
Nice. You're very lucky to have a good family, that's for sure.
Yes.
And that support base is really important when you first start out playing music. So if you ever met or played with a musical legend, who would it be?
I think Carrie Underwood. I think she's another inspiration of mine. She's really good live, I hear. I've never been to one of her concerts, but I love all her music.
Yeah, she's a good singer-songwriter too, isn't she? Nice. Well, should we share some more music?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do a live or what do you want to do? It's your call.
I can do live.
Okay. Which one do you want to share with us?
I'll do Heroes is my next song.
Ooh, this is a good one.
I wrote this one because both of my grandparents actually were in the service. One was in the Korean War, and I had two great uncles who were in the World War II.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is just kind of to honor them, and so here it goes.
Go off, the flags come down, our hats come off, our heads we bow for the rows of soldiers who didn't even know us, but they gave their lives. She screams, why am she yells, not now, Lord, I'll take his place, just show me how. As she runs her hand across his name, it's carved in stone upon his grave. Would you give your life? Could you take a stand for the stars and stripes? These men and women deserve a hand. And we let the balloons fly in remembrance of the days they live and the ones they touch. The stars are pointed in new home. These lighters shine for our heroes. Around her neck is where pictures hung of a brave soldier boy who was far too young. So every night before they go to sleep, his family prays for him on bended knees, while another man has his daughter's hand wrapped around his finger, and for the very first time he looks at her. And a silence overcomes them all as the tears start to fall. And we let the balloons fly in remembrance of the days they live and the ones they touch. The stars are pointed in new home. These lighters shine for our heroes. I'm thankful for this day and for anybody who was willing to give their life away. God bless you. And we let the balloons fly in remembrance of the days they live and the ones they touch.
Very good job.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a beautiful song. Perfect for this week. You know, Memorial Day was just on Monday. So.
Yeah.
God, that's a great song. We've got to get you recorded, girl, because really, you've got some talent, definitely. So what was the first song that you ever learned how to play on guitar?
The first song I ever learned how to play was Second Chance by Shinedown. I really liked that song at the time, and I really wanted to play it, so I looked it up on Google, and it was the first song I actually played through without hesitating between chords.
Nice. What do you think is that one of the hardest things you think to make a song smooth when you're learning out how to play guitar?
Yeah.
Is the pausing?
Definitely. Just switching between each chord, it gets kind of confusing sometimes.
So that's why they say practice makes perfect, because it gets a little bit smoother if you keep practicing over and over again?
Definitely.
Nice. And you say you practice all the time, and it shows, because your songs sound so smooth. Yeah, really nice. So you just graduated from school. Were you active in choir, band, that kind of stuff when you were in high school?
In ninth grade, I joined choir, but I quit because it just wasn't my kind of music at all.
No.
So I just quit, and then after that is when I started playing my guitar and writing more music, and that's what I really liked more.
Sure. Well, that's great. Have you ever been in any of the musicals that the school put on, anything like that?
No, I haven't.
So this music journey that you're just starting right now, this is your first time letting people hear your songs and your voice?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, 18 is a great age to be, and having the motivation that you have, I'm sure you're going places, because really great places, because you're something special for sure. And I'm sure our listeners are agreeing out there, because the songs that you're sharing today are just beautiful.
Thank you.
Very beautiful. All right, so let's see. Someone once said, write what you would want to perform over and over again. So with that in mind, is there a song that you have that you wouldn't mind performing for the next 30 years?
I think Round We Go, the first one that I played. Yeah. It's just, I think it's fun to play, the switching between the chords, and it's more of a happy tune. I think it makes people happy to hear it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I was searching on Facebook, because I'd heard about you, that was one of my favorite songs I found on your Facebook page, was Round We Go, and I really enjoyed that song. It's fun, upbeat, and it's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. So are you ready to play that for 20 more years?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm pretty sure one day it might be on like a Billboard list or something, like top 10, because it's a good one for sure. All right, so I don't know. I guess another question, do you ever get writer's block?
I do, yes. But I think of about 3 or 4 songs, and I write about them all at like the same time. So when I have writer's block on one, I'll just go to the next one, and then I'll think of something for the other one later.
So do you have like a big notebook at home with half-written songs in it?
Yes, I have so many of those, and I also have them in the notes on my phone, because I'll just be out hanging out with my friends, and I'll think of something, and I'll want to write it down, but I don't have my notebook, so I'll just put it in my phone on my notes.
Right on. It's so handy to have a technology to be able to do that kind of stuff. That's for sure. Okay, so here's another question for you. If you had to choose one song lyric ever written to tattoo on your arm, and it'd be there forever, what song lyric would that be? Sorry.
I would do probably Keep On Dreaming, Even If It Breaks Your Heart.
Yeah, from the Eli, what
Eli band? Young Band.
Eli Young?
Nice. Yes.
That's a good one for sure. So you're a big dreamer. What are your dreams? What are your dreams musically? Where do you see yourself? Where do you want to be?
I think it'd be fun to perform for a long time, just in front of people, a bunch of people. Not necessarily be famous or anything. Just kind of get my music out there, have people listen to it, and it'd be fun just to play for them.
Sure. Well, right on. Well, you're going to be starting school here in the fall. And so how are you going to be, are you going to take time out for music? Are you going to try to find some gigs in the Fargo-Moorhead area, like Babs Coffee House, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I'll probably find some gigs to do or something.
Awesome. And hopefully try to balance schoolwork and music and boys and all that fun stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. You're just amazing all around. We're so honored to have you here on the radio, and thank you very much for coming. Is there any last words that you want to share with the listeners?
check out my YouTube page.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here. And, yeah, that's all we have with New Artists On Air show here on Niji Radio. And y'all have a wonderful afternoon.
Funding for this program has been made possible through a grant from the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.